Authorities are still searching for a motive after a shooter opened fire at a Nashville elementary school yesterday. The attack took place at the Covenant School, a private Christian school, and left 3 adults and 3 children dead. Police killed the shooter shortly after the gunfire began. For more on the latest, let's bring in Alexis Marshall of member station WPLN. Alexis, hello.
Hello.
So details about the shooting are still emerging. Authorities have released some surveillance footage from the school and body cam footage from the officers at the scene. What new information did the footage unveil?
So it really kind of sets out a better idea of the timeline and what order things occurred in. Surveillance footage shows Hale driving to the school, or the suspect, driving to the school and then shooting through a door to enter. Police are then called and arrive within 10 minutes. When they do arrive, staff outside tell the police that kids are locked down, but that many are upstairs on the second level of the school. And you can see from body cam footage that police were checking room by room as they went through that first floor of the hallway. But then after hearing shots, they quickly ran upstairs. You can hear more gunshots. And then multiple officers on the second floor encountered Hale and fired two of them fired shots, killing Hale. And it's still unclear at what point the 3 adults and the 3 children in the school were shot throughout that exchange. That's one question that we still have.
And to be clear, Hale is the suspect who is now dead. This was not a random attack. Police said the shooter had detailed maps of the school, even considered another location to attack. Here's Police Chief John Drake.
It was the only school that was targeted. There was another location that was mentioned, but because of a threat assessment by the suspect and too much security, they decided not to. And that area was here in Nashville, so we're continuing with that investigation as well.
Is there anything more known about the motive?
We really don't know yet. Police Chief John Drake said that they had an idea and that they were investigating that lead, that there were some writings, and that it was obviously premeditated. But police are not publicizing their theory quite yet on why Hale might have targeted this school. We do know that the shooter had previously attended this school at some point, and they believe that that has something to do with their motive, but they're not releasing more details on that yet, quite yet.
Yeah, and to read about the victims is just heartbreaking. Tell us about them. There's 3 adults, including the head of school, a janitor, even a substitute teacher, and then 3 9-year-olds.
Yeah. So the 3 adults you mentioned, that was Catherine Kuntz, who was the head of schools, Mike Hill was the custodian, and Cynthia Peak is believed to be the substitute teacher. And then three students, and one of whom was the daughter of a lead pastor at the church. That's Hallie Scruggs. And then the 2 other students were Evelyn Deekhouse and William Kinney, all age 9.
You were at the Family Reunification Center yesterday. Tell us what you saw there and what parents and how parents and members of the community are processing this tragedy.
Yeah, so yesterday I was able to go to the Family Reunification Center just a little while after this news had gotten out. And I could see what I imagine are probably parents and family members walking really quickly, some even running into the church building a couple of miles away from the school where students were being bused so that they could be reunited with their families. Saw people talking on the phone, seeming really worried. One woman who had to be physically supported walking toward the building because she just looked like she was about to collapse. People really looking worried, sick.
Well, we'll keep following this. Alexis Marshall is with member station WPLN. Thank you, Alexis.
Thank you.